closer.
Yeah, I'm getting that. It's a process, but we're just taking it day by day. And, you know, like I said, we've been running a little bit more and just looking forward to getting back out there.
You figure maybe when you come back from this game next week, you'll be ready to go? Or?
It's really up to the trainers. You know, I'm just trusting their, you know, their medical opinion and waiting for that. So should be, you know, should be soon. I'm definitely getting close. I don't know, you know, a time period exactly.
What are they looking at to judge that right now? Like, I mean, how do you judge when a hamstring is resting?
It's something that's hard because it's something that can reoccur, you know, very easily if it's not strong enough. So we really just test the strength, the muscle groups around it, and you know, like I said, it's almost that time, you know, getting there around the corner.
And you know, Coach likes guys on the field. Like, has he been all over you, or what's happening with that?
You know, that's just how Coach is. He would love to have me out there practicing, and you know, I feel the same. I'd love to be out there, so I don't mind if he gives me a hard time here and there.
Is the recurrence of injuries a big deal now? Like, do you feel like you could actually go out and run, but you have to be careful not to hurt it again?
Right. It's with the hamstring. It's one of those things. It's that last leg that you need, and you feel like you're good to go, and it's just not there yet. And you rush back out there, and you risk putting yourself back at injury. So it's one of those things that we're all just waiting on. You know, just listening to the trainer's opinion.
Odell, from a couple of weeks ago, how much more are you able to do now in terms of the treatments and the training that you weren't able to do then?
Definitely a lot more. You know, I feel a lot better. It's kind of one of those things that, you know, you can wake up sore, you can wake up feeling good. It's one of those day-by-day things. So I'm just, you know, just taking my time with it.
It seemed like yesterday you did a little bit of cutting. Is that the first time you've done that? And are you able to plant yet, or is it still not quite at that point yet?
No, I can definitely plant. I can do all that. It's just I don't feel that I could reach, you know, top speed. So just kind of holding off, trying to get some more strength, and then we'll be ready to go.
Is that the first time you did that, though?
I think so.
Do you think you'll be healthy enough this year that you can reach top speed at some point, or are you always going to have to be reined in a little bit because of this?
No, I definitely feel that, you know, once I get back out there, I feel comfortable with it, and then you'll allow yourself to open up. It's kind of one of those things that you just have to feel comfortable with because, you know, being a guy who loves to use his speed and you don't have as much, kind of takes away from some of your game. So just want to make sure I can get that back, and then, you know, the rest will develop.
Is the comfort level from you internally what you're feeling, or is the comfort level from the trainers, you know, because it seems like there is that give and take?
It's kind of both, yeah. Like you said, it's give and take. You know, we just trust each other's opinion, and we tell them, you know, exactly what's going on, and, you know, if they say you can go, then you can go. But right now, we're just holding off.
I know you've said you manage these things a little bit when you're in college. What's the most time practices? I know you said you miss games, but what's the most time you've ever missed being off the field, sideline like you are now? Is this like new territory for you?
It definitely, since college, the only thing was I pulled my hamstring before last season, and that was it. And I came back. You know, after I came back and it got stronger, I was fine. I played the rest of my season, you know, didn't have any problems with it. So it's kind of hard, you know, just being off to the side and just sitting there and you have to watch practice.
How long did you need to get back last year? When you had the full camp and you came back, how long until you felt like you were, you know, yourself again?
I don't remember an exact amount of, you know, like weeks or days or anything like that. I just know it took a little bit of time. It's kind of around the same time right now.
How hard was it to watch that game, and how hard is it going to be to watch? You're going to be physically there, I would imagine, on the sideline this weekend.
It was definitely tough to watch the game, but I remember I'm at home and I'm watching every play like as if I'm playing. And, you know, one of my roommates, Corey Washington, scored, and I remember I was just, you know, trying not to celebrate too much, but I was so excited for him, and just being able to watch all these other young guys get out there and, you know, see the fun that they're having. I just can't wait to be out there.
Do you feel like once you work this out, you are going to have a productive year and not have to look back?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Why didn't you want to celebrate too much when Corey scored?
I didn't want to jump around or, you know, do anything crazy.